and I'm sipping my Boon coffee with Orit Mohammed, and I have to say that's got quite a kick to it, but you made it nice and strong for me because you thought I was going to have milk with it.
Yes.
So it was great though. It's got a, it's that clean taste. It's like it's a sharp, good in a good way. It's that rich coffee flavour. How would you compare the taste of Ethiopian coffee to other parts of the world?
Well, the thing with Ethiopian coffee is that there is a very much a lot of different types of coffee that have already made it become famous, let's say. Like the, you have the Yirgach Efes, they're more into the berry flavors, you know, strong berry, blueberry, raspberry flavor you can taste. And you have Harar, which is very mocha flavor. If you drink Harar, a lot of people in this region love the Harar coffee, and it's woody, mocha-ish flavor. And then Sidamo is the full blend. Sidamo is like the smooth, it's usually the more straightforward coffee. And, you know, there's different types of coffee. So it's very hard to classify Ethiopian coffee as one flavor. If you like the lighter flavor we have, and the strong, the deeper flavors too. So it's that's where we're caring to showcase the different types. That's I want to do that. So people would not think just Ethiopian coffee or like maybe a Brazilian, Kenyan. It's just different types of coffee.
Now you're going to be at Taste of Dubai, which starts this afternoon. I think the gates open about 3 o'clock this
yes.
afternoon. There's
yes.
an opening ceremony.
Yes.
And then it all kicks off, running through till midnight. And then tomorrow, 12 till midnight. And Saturday is 12 till midnight.
11 o'clock.
Until 11 o'clock on Saturday
yes.
evening. So, of course, along with all the food and the chefs and the different tastes that you can explore and experience, there's music playing. There's heaps to do for the kids
yes,
also.
Yes, yeah.
And you can walk around and we'll find you. So whereabouts are you going to be situated at Media
well,
City?
I'm on E185 stall. It's right in front of the Mille cooking demonstration class. So when you're standing in line or getting ready, you can have your sip of coffee to make sure you do it well.
I think I might come afterwards. I think I'm gonna have my cookery lesson with Aldo Zilli and then come and have coffee with
yes.
you after.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Otherwise I might be a bit quick.
I'm just worried I'm gonna be running tasting everybody's food.
I know,
it looks so good already.
It's fantastic,
the stands
isn't it?
Look amazing. They outdid themselves. It
really?
Looks really nice. All the stands look very nice already. They look like mini restaurants already.
Fantastic. Well, this is it. It's a great showcase for the restaurants. But of course, some of them know each other. I mean, Gary Rhodes is going to be down there.
I can't wait.
The house. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you've got a bit of healthy competition going on
yes.
between all the chefs and the restaurants.
Yes, and it looks amazing. It's a nice, beautiful weather. And I can't see. The children would like it because they have a huge children play area. It's very nice.
Yeah, great
very
stuff.
Nice.
So that's Taste of Dubai. So how long have you been running Boon Coffee and how long have you been in Dubai?
Well, I've been in Dubai about 5 years, but I've been doing Boon Coffee for the last year and a half. And, you know, it came about because when I first moved back to this region, I was in the States. So when I came back, I could not find coffee that I liked. I was going around trying tasting coffee, and I was just amazed because Ethiopia is so close to Dubai that the proximity, I thought, there should be some fresh coffee. So I've decided, why not bring my own coffee? Every time my friends taste my coffee, they always say, oh, this is really good. So I said, why not start that as a business? So we started bringing a fresh harvest coffee. And this is coffee season, so we have lots of fresh harvest. And then we start selling them here. And then it was also a way to give back to the community I am from. I'm from Harar. So I said, this would 10% of my profits going straight directly to the building children schooling. So not only I'm doing fair trade, I'm also giving back. And, you know, when you look at the proximity of coffee traveling, we're cutting down the carbon footprint of coffee because there's a lot of coffee being consumed in Dubai. For all the coffee to come back from another region does not make too much sense.
Yeah, so 3-hour flight
yes.
to Addis. So,
yes.
So you're in your sort of home district is where you're sourcing the coffee bean. Explain the life of a coffee bean, how it grows and how you harvest and take it to the cup.
Okay, so the coffee cherries, the red cherries, after they come out, you have to pick them at the right time, and then that's when you either wash them or you naturally dry them because the moisture has to come out. It becomes dry, hard. If you wash it, you can wash it immediately. Then you it will just dry it by machines. And it will be clean coffee. When you look at the washed coffee, it's like a beautiful green color coffee after it's washed and dried. But in the natural one, you know, of course, all the elements will be using and abusing it, I guess. So it would be more not green, but a little rusty yellow with green. So it takes a longer time, but that's how it was before. That's the natural way of drying coffee. But it's in, and then after that, we pick them, we bring them, we buy them with the farmers. You can buy it either from the farmers or from the exchange, and we bring them to Dubai, and it's just fresh. I mean, the cup of coffee you're drinking could be just a month old.
So this coffee I've got here could just be a month old.
Yes.
Compared to what? So if you were getting, really?
Yes. The large coffee roasters or coffee, you know, multinational coffee, they don't roast here. So they roast them somewhere else. By the time it makes it to Dubai, if you even look at the roasting date, it's old. It's very old. So it lasts a year. So you could have 7 months. That's from the roasting. We're not even discussing how long it's been before it was roasted. So it's years.
And then sitting on the shelves.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So the difference is huge. So you can come and taste the difference.
Yeah. At Taste of Dubai.
Yeah, yes.
And the rest of the time, how do we get to taste Boon Coffee? I mean, do you have a shop or how are you distributing
inshallah, in the next month, we'll be opening a coffee shop. But in the meantime, you can order online and we'll deliver to wherever you are within 24 hours.
Okay. And where are you going to open your shop? Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Can you tell us?
JLT. So somewhere in the JLT area.
Okay, great. So for the last year and a half, it's all been sold online.
Yes.
And you can guarantee that you'll get it within 24 hours. So
yes. Yes. And for we've had happy customers. If we make a mistake, of course, we'll correct them. We're about customer service starting, so...
And how are we buying this? Are we buying this already ground? Are we buying the beans, or is it both?
Yes, request. Buying beans is better because beans last longer for fresh because you could just grind them. It's always nice when you smell like freshly ground coffee. But if you want, you don't have the machines correctly, then you can buy. We can sell it for you. We'll grind it that day before we deliver it to you.
Okay, so getting it to the cups. We've now had our Boon coffee delivered to our apartment or our villa, and we're going to make it. How should we be making our coffee?
Well, I myself prefer the French press because it's straight coffee. I drink mine with black, so it's straight smooth coffee. But you can use the espresso machine. But in the Arabic way of doing it, boiling water, it has to be fine. If you're going to boil it in a pot, it has to be fine, then you have to let it settle a little bit. But just make sure you don't cook the coffee too much. You just let the water boil and add the coffee.
And can we go back to that once we've done that and we've had our first cup and maybe we've left it and we want to go back an hour or two later or not? We need to make it all again. That's what the ladies would be doing in Ethiopia in their open houses.
Yeah.
It's constantly restarting again and going through that process.
Yeah. I mean, it's the longer it stays coffee, that it loses flavor. It becomes a little more bitter. So if possible, just brew it the first time correctly. That's why you're constantly brewing again and again. But... And it's good for sharing, so, you know, you could, with family and friends, I think it's the best way to, you know, especially in this region, since other things are not allowed.
All right, I think it's wonderful the work you're doing with Boon Coffee and very interesting the stories behind the coffee. We've run out of time because I've got so many people appearing at Taste of Dubai that I'm just scratching the surface of what to expect this weekend there. So again, you're going to be at Taste of Dubai. You're going to be selling your coffee. You can get some tasters as well. Try out the different Boon coffees and find out the one that you like the best. And yeah, you're going to be there all weekend. So it's going to be great. Thank you, Orit.
Thank you. And hope to see you guys there.
And also, Orit, your details. So if we wanted to go online and find out more about Boon Coffee.
It's boonn coffee.com. So www.booncoffee.com. And you can, if you email, I'll reply back.
For now, Orit Mohammed, thank you so much.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.